Pass over to Pentecost Daily Devotionals. Today we count day 24 of the Omer, 27 days until Pentecost, written by Julie Hollett. Revelation 3, verses 7 to 13. Write this letter to the angel of the church in Philadelphia. This is the message from the one who is holy and true, the one who has the key of David. What he opens, no one can close, and what he closes, no one can open. I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. Look, I will force those who belong to Satan's synagogue, those liars who say they are Jews but are not, to come and bow down at your feet. They will acknowledge that you are the ones I love. Because you have obeyed my command to persevere, I will protect you from the great time of testing that will come upon the whole world to test those who belong to this world. I am coming soon. Hold on to what you have, so that no one will take away your crown. All who are victorious will become pillars in the temple of my God, and they will never have to leave it. And I will write on them the name of my God, and they will be citizens in the city of my God, the new Jerusalem that comes down from heaven from my God. And I will also write on them my new name. Anyone with ears to hear must listen to the Spirit and understand what he is saying to the churches. The letters to the seven churches, the church in Philadelphia. The Philadelphian church is praised more than any of the other churches. There is no rebuke, no word of warning, only affirmation and praise. The church in Philadelphia had faced much hostility and had little strength. Verse 8b. In Philadelphia, the chief threat to the church apparently came from the Jewish community, those of the synagogue of Satan who say that they are Jews and are not, but are liars. Verse 9. This statement reflects the New Testament affirmation that those who are truly Jewish in a spiritual sense, who are the true people of God, are not those who are Jewish by physical descent alone, but who believe in Jesus Christ for salvation. See Romans 2, verses 12 to 29, and Galatians 6, verse 16. Those who have Jewish heritage but reject Christ are not the children of God. They are outside the kingdom of God. In Philadelphia, these Jews caused problems for the church. There are commentators who believe that the non-Christian Jews kicked the Philadelphian Christians out of the synagogue. The early Christians, particularly those of Jewish heritage, met in the synagogues until eventually the non-Christian Jews expelled them, which led to them losing the religious protections Rome gave to the Jews. The Christ followers in Philadelphia had not denied Jesus in the face of this kind of opposition. They remained true to Christ, and he now promised to keep them from the coming trial. Verse 10. Since being victorious usually meant staying true to Jesus in the face of persecution, the promise to the faithful in Philadelphia, verse 10, does not mean he was letting the suffering pass them by. Most likely, keeping them from the trial to come meant he would preserve them by his grace while they suffered for his name. Nothing would separate them from God's love in Christ. As they hold fast to their crown, Jesus encourages them to look forward to the future when they and all who share their faith will live in God's presence forever. To this faithful church, Jesus also promises an open door of opportunity to witness to the gospel of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Because of their persevering faithfulness, this church, located at a strategic crossroads in the ancient world, will enjoy the privilege of calling Jews and Gentiles alike to acknowledge Jesus as Saviour and Lord. Let us pray. Lord, you have called me to patiently endure and never give up sharing the good news of your death and resurrection with others. Forgive me, Lord. I fall short of the persevering boldness of the Philadelphian church. Today I'm asking for renewed zeal and holy boldness to share the gospel with those around me. As I count the days between Passover and Pentecost, teach me to number my days. Fill me with your heart for those who are lost, oppressed, and hopeless. Make me like you in all areas of my life, especially that I would be faithful in persecution and suffering. Amen. Take a moment to reflect and invite Holy Spirit to speak to you. Thank you.